virtual couch.
Only way we going hell. Real talk, Latisha keeps it real. Real talk, she's an awesome therapist. Real talk, let's keep it real. Real talk's only way we going hell. Real talk, Latisha keeps it real. Real talk, she's an awesome therapist. Real talk, gotta keep it real with this man of hell. Latisha's here to provide the help, so you could take care of yourself. You gotta do the work of nobody else.
Wipe your feet at the door, get your snacks, water, and an open mind to take in these priceless gems from your favorite therapist, Latisha.
It should be illegal to have this much swag. Latisha, maybe you need to order up a prescription for that sauce, girl. Are you ready to be enlightened? Empowered and inspired? Wipe your feet at the door, get your snacks, water, and an opened mind to take in these priceless gems from your favorite therapist, Latisha.
With that dope swag from the best coast to the west coast.
And she's fine too.
On Latisha's virtual couch. Do your thing, beautiful.
Getting older, yes, getting older, is a natural part of life. We are all aging each millisecond, upon the second, upon the minute, upon the hour. So you know where I'm getting at. We're just getting older, right? Even as I'm speaking now, when this podcast episode is over, I will be older. And we can't do anything about that. Yes. Why do you think I always say that we have to maximize our time? It's the one of the greatest commodities ever, because once it's gone, we can't ever get it back. Now, with today's technology, there are things that we can do to make ourselves look a little younger for a tad bit longer. However, that is one of the other things that we do not really have control over, because we are still getting older. And yes, our skin, we're gonna still look older no matter how many plastic surgeries we do. And I'm just saying we do, but I'm not a believer in it, but to each his own. But with aging also comes other things that come along with that that we really don't talk about often, and that is mental health. The effects of mental health. Now, this week, there was a photo that Vanessa Williams, the beautiful Vanessa Williams, I might add, she posted a video, I think, of her after a workout or even before a workout. I don't know. I think it was after her workout. And people had some very cruel things to say, because Vanessa Williams is 60 years old and she has aged, but still beautiful nonetheless. And I'm always saying that if we are not getting older, then you die young, right? So today, let's talk about aging and the effects on our mental health. Stay tuned. If you or someone you love are having thoughts of committing suicide, please call the National Suicide Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or call 1-800-273-TALK. You are not alone. information provided on this platform is for informational purposes only. If you ever find yourself becoming triggered, please refrain from listening. If you ever feel like you want to hurt yourself or hurt someone else, please dial 911 or report to your nearest emergency room. Thank you.
Let's get cozy, comfortable, and ready to hear some enlightening, empowering,
inspiring talk.
On the Virgil Couch with Leticia on Leticia's Virgil Couch.
On Leticia's Virgil Couch.
Welcome back. Along with new physical, social, and emotional challenges, increasing age brings changes in cognition and emotion that have impacts on subjective well-being, social relationships, decision-making, and self-control. Let's talk about the 10 facts about mental health and aging. As many as 1 in 5 older adults experience mental health concerns that are not a normal part of aging, the most common of which are anxiety or mood disorders, including depression. Now, sadly, far too often, older adults do not seek or receive the help that they desperately need for various reasons, I might add. One being, they don't have anyone that are available to help them. You know, as we get older, and people really don't talk about this, but we are seeing more and more of our family and friends dying. So you have a lot of elderly that are by themselves, they're isolated, and they just really don't have the proper care. Okay? So yes, our elderly, they're our precious jewels, and I can't stress this enough. They are our living libraries, and we should honor and cherish them while they are here. Now let's continue. Undiagnosed and untreated mental health illnesses have serious implications for older adults. Yeah, serious implications. Mental health problems among the elderly are not a normal part of aging, as I alluded to before, as some would believe. While many older adults may experience many losses, deep sadness that lingers may signal clinical depression. That's the sadness I was alluding to, you know, from the many losses that they are continuing to experience, including their own spouses. You know, how many people that you know that have been married for like 40 and 50 years and their spouse dies? And I always would wonder, how would that feel? Like, they have spent like the majority of their life with this person, and now they're gone. I know that must be heart-wrenching, and that's why we see a lot of elderly who actually don't even survive long after their significant other passed, because I do believe, and scientific studies have shown, you can die of a broken heart. Yes, you can. So, yeah. Similarly, an anxiety disorder is different from normal worries. Now, let's go into some stats here. 1 in 4 American adults have a diagnosable mental health disorder during any 1 year. About 6% of older adults have a diagnosable depressive illness. Mental health is as important as physical health, and I can't stress that enough. Yes, it is. And that is one of my goals, people, as I always say, is to erase the stigma. I want to normalize this conversation as much as I can. I was on a platform just yesterday, and a lot of people calling me to come on their platforms and speak on mental health. And I love when I'm asked and invited to different platforms, because I'm a therapist and mental health is, you know, I'm all things mental health. And it was really fun. And I like to normalize it and have fun with it and laugh and ask as many questions as possible whenever I'm asked. And I'm always hit up even in the back channels about different things. But I also stress, you know, consult your own therapist and whatever. This is only advice. This is not therapy. We definitely have to stress that as a disclaimer for ethical reasons. Okay. So, yes. Going back to mental health again, good mental health contributes greatly to an overall feeling of well-being. one thing about feeling well and mentally well, does it contribute to other aspects of your life? You just feel good. Every other aspect of your life falls into place. And that's why it's so important, even I would say even more important than physical health, because what's the good of having a healthy body if you don't have a healthy mind? You're not even in the right state of mind to even enjoy it, right? Exactly. Untreated mental health disorders in older adults can lead to diminished functioning, substance abuse, yes, substance abuse, poor quality of life, that's what I just alluded to, and increased mortality. Research shows mental illness can slow healing from physical illnesses. Did you know that? Yes, it can take a longer time for you to heal from physical illnesses if your mental is not intact. Yes. Healthy older adults can continue to thrive, grow, and enjoy life. Now, some of the things that you can do as you get older, and I wouldn't say as you get older, start these things now so it can become a habit. Reading, walking, and socializing are just a few of the activities that many adults enjoy at any age. Yes. So, there are some other things that you can do that older adults enjoy, like gardening. And people don't realize how strenuous gardening actually can be. It's really a good workout, okay? And things that keep your brain healthy, reading. That was the number one thing on the list. And playing bingo. I know we joke about older adults playing bingo, but it is a great exercise, right? Because you have to remember the numbers. You have to use your hand-eye coordination, and you are socializing with your peers. So those things are excellent, people. Exercising your mind and body and maintaining social connections are good for your mental health, okay? Mental health problems are a risk for older adults, regardless of your history. Yes, they are. Now, while some adults go through life managing a chronic mental illness, mental health problems can also appear late in life. Sometimes mental health deteriorates in response to a stroke. Yes, Parkinson's disease, cancer, arthritis, or diabetes. Absolutely. And even some medications. So read those medications. But some of those things, literally, the side effects are worse than the ailment itself. But I'm not saying don't take your medications. You have to talk to your physician about that. I'm just saying, okay? But you definitely want to talk to your physician or even psychiatrist about your medications and how those side effects are. And as a therapist, I do that constantly with my clients. When they're on medications, I'm constantly asking them, okay, are you taking your medication as prescribed, okay? Because we can get a proper assessment if you're not taking your medications as prescribed. You got to be doing that, right? So that we can at least see what your baselines are and what could be going on and if your medications need to be changed for any reasons. Because we're human, we're not robots, we're not machines, and sometimes our body chemistries may not be working well with certain medications that may work for other people. That's just a given, okay? And you may want to go with the holistic route. I'm not here judging you. If that's what you want to do, you are... that's your freedom to do so. So some people, they like the more holistic route versus the pharmaceutical route. And again, that is your choice. And that's something that you should definitely talk with your PCP, which is your primary care physician, medical doctor, or psychiatrist, or even nurse practitioner. Okay. Older adults without a history of substance abuse may abuse medications. Yes, alcohol or drugs. Yes, and that is a given. So me as a therapist, I'm always assessing if they may be abusing some of their medications. So if I have a client that tells me, oh, I ran out of my 30 supply of blah, 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 I am going to investigate that a little bit further and see why. Or if they quote unquote have their medication stolen for some odd reasons. And yes, the things I'm saying are things I've been told before, people. Just saying. Now, Suicide is a risk amongst older adults. Yes, it is. Older adults have the highest suicide rate in the country. Those aged 85 and over have the highest suicide rate. Those aged 75 to 84 have the second highest. Older adult suicide attempts are more lethal. Yes, so they take more lethal means to use more lethal means to commit suicide. For those 65 and older, there is one suicide for every four attempts compared to one suicide for every 20 attempts for all other age groups. Yes, and some of the reasons why, you know, we can speculate, some of the chemical imbalances may be more prominent at this time as they're getting older. Another one is the depression, anxiety, and isolation, okay? These symptoms call for consultation with a healthcare professional, such as myself. I'm one of those people. Sadness that has occurred longer than 2 weeks. These are some of the things that you may want to consult about. So let's read that again. Sadness that has lasted longer than 2 weeks. Yes. So that may be depression. And so that's why we're saying more than 2 weeks. Consistent worries about issues such as money, family, and health. Consistent trouble sleeping or concentrating. Frequent trouble remembering things or feeling confused in familiar places. Yes, have one or more alcoholic drink a day or take more medication than prescribed. Yes, so these are some of the things you want to look for. Older adults can be helped with the same success as younger people. Yes, they can. 80% of older adults recovered from depression after receiving treatment that included both psychotherapy and antidepressant medications. Yes. So when I return, I will come back with more. So please come back, get your water, your snacks, or anything that you need, and hurry on back, okay? All right.
I say over 50 and just getting started. The Golden Girls thought age could be a state of mind in our morning rounds. Can you think yourself to being younger? In studies over four decades, Harvard psychology professor Ellen Langer showed that mental attitude can reverse the effects of aging and improve physical health. Now she wants to test the theory on cancer. An article on her research is one of the most shared stories from the New York Times Magazine. Everybody's talking about this, Professor Langer. Welcome to the table.
Thank you.
Because you say it's the power of your mind. So what is your theory? How does it work?
It's a mind-body unity theory. Right now, the mind-body problem that's existed forever is how do you get from this fuzzy thing called a thought to the body? Mm-hmm. Although everybody knows there's an effect, right? You're walking down the street, a leaf blows in your face, you get startled, your blood pressure increases and pulse and so on until you see it's only a leaf. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, let's forget about how you get from one to the other, and in fact, see those as just words, mind and body.
But give us some specific
examples. The mind and body back together, mm-hmm. then wherever you're putting the mind, you're necessarily putting the body. Mm-hmm. So we've done lots of studies where we put the mind in unusual places, take the measurements from our bodies, and it also explains things like placebos and spontaneous remissions.
Okay. Let's take one example, the counterclockwise studies.
Okay, that was the original of this. I took men to a retreat that had been retrofitted to 20 years earlier and had them live there for the week as if it was 20 years ago.
How old were the men?
They were in their late 70s, okay. early 80s, and that was when 80 was 80, not okay. the new 60. Okay. They were old, right? And they lived as if it had been the past. So they spoke about the past in the present tense. After a week's time, we found that they looked noticeably younger. They didn't look 20 years younger, but they still looked younger. Their vision improved, their hearing improved, some of their cognitive processes improved. And their strength improved.
Tell us about the hotel maid study.
That's
I love
a fun
this one.
One.
Yeah. I love this
so
one.
So interesting, when we first spoke to chambermaids who exercise all day long, and we asked them, how much exercise do you get? They said they don't exercise. Okay. Now what we did was we took half of the people we were talking to, and we taught them that their work is exercise. You know, making a bed is like working on this machine at the gym and so on. All we did was change their view of what they did
their perception.
Every day. Right. We came back 3 months later, We found weight loss, a change in waist to hip ratio, body mass index, and their blood pressure came down.
Yeah. Well, tell
simply
us,
because you had told them that they were getting exercise.
Yes.
They started thinking differently.
Yes.
Talk about the power of the mind over your health when you talk about cancer and diabetes, what you found.
Well, okay, the diabetes study is hot off the press, so we still have to replicate this.
Okay.
But we had people who had type 2 diabetes show up for the study. They're doing a task on the computer. In the lower right-hand corner of the computer is a clock. The clock is going twice as fast as real, half as fast as real, or it's real time. And the question we're asking was their blood sugar level going to follow real or perceived time?
Ah.
And the answer seems to be perceived time. With respect to the work on cancer, we haven't begun that yet. Mm-hmm. But the idea, again, is we want to see how far we can push this.
You're going to do a study with women who have stage 4 breast cancer.
Right, exactly. And so we're going to take them to a retreat, and for them, it's going to be, let's say, 10 years. I'm not sure if it's 8 or 10 years earlier, the time before they had the cancer. And to see if by taking their minds back in time, and then we teach them to be mindful as I study it going forward, if we can reduce the size of a tumor or perhaps even eliminate it.
What was the study with the houseplants? Did you put the houseplants in the...
The nursing home.
I love it.
That was the very beginning of all of this. What we did was give people simple decisions to make that later became the basis of mindfulness work that I've been doing for all these years. So they're encouraged to make decisions. They're given a plant to take care of.
This is in a nursing home.
In a nursing home. But you have to put it in time perspective. This is... you know, many years ago. This is back in the early 70s.
But the results are interesting.
We came back 18 months later, and those who had been given these mindful choices to make lived longer.
You told the people that if they don't take care of this plant, it would die, and those you told that to...
No, we didn't threaten them with death of plants.
Yeah, but
no,
they were responsible for its well-being.
Yeah, right. And the comparison group was treated with tender, loving care.
We can tell you...
You're going to be tough in nursing
home. Does this mean, say, for example, if... older people have a dog or have something to care for?
Yes, I think that... that if you have some, if you have something to care for, especially if what you're caring for leads you to expect it's going to change, so you're looking for new things, and that's the essence of mindfulness as I study it.
So
actively noticing new things, and it brings about incredible.
They say there could
changes.
Be a movie about your work, and Jennifer Aniston could be playing you. How do we feel about that, Professor?
No, any movie will be very nice. It's been taking so long to be made. I'm now reassured that it will happen to who will be playing me. We'll still have to wait and see.
Good.
Wow.
And I hope everything you say is right.
So do I.
Yeah. Well, Alan Langer, you're the longest serving professor of psychology at Harvard.
But not the oldest. No, not the oldest.
Well, fabulous research. Really enjoyed learning about it. Thank you.
Have a seat on the virtual couch.
Get it, girl. Let's go.
Okay. Get back into your comfortable spot and get cozy to hear some more of our girl Letitia's dope gems. Now, let's listen in.
I hope you enjoyed your time on the virtual couch with our girl Letitia on Letitia's virtual couch.
You did that, Letitia.
Letitia's virtual couch.